The reason I'm taking so long on this article is I'm looking at court cases with white nationalists, so-called terrorist plots that the FBI busts.
Oh, and if they
and
have,
I'm finding. So the FBI never charges them for these drugs, but they mention in affidavits or in news articles that they were discussing using mushrooms together, or that they're. And I have one anecdote. I have one anecdote of an actual undercover FBI agent. His name is Christopher Lechinger, who allegedly, and I've spoken about this several times, you know, I'll just disclose this now. I actually provided this information to people that were part of the congressional weaponization of the federal government. I provided evidence of this, contacts to communicate with, to bring this these people to investigate this. And I had a couple of calls with people in the know about this, and then it just went nowhere. They probably just found out who I was and just didn't follow up because they're afraid.
Right.
So anyway, I heard from multiple people that an undercover FBI agent, this is a witnesses saw this, was providing psychedelic drugs to young men in the Adam Waffen division. Not an informant, an undercover FBI agent was dosing young men with psychedelic drugs. This is something I found, and I don't know. I mean, was that part of protocol? Why were they doing this? I would have loved if the Congress spent 5 minutes of the hours upon hours of time investigating Bidengate on something like this. You know, I would have loved that, but that's not in the cards, apparently.
Well, they just also don't care. I mean, the Republicans
the feds,
don't care.
The feds
about
themselves
that.
Didn't like it, because when I mentioned this on my Telegram, and I did not have any threats, I did not, you know me, I don't do that. I was being a journal. I was doing my journalistic diligence to try to identify this undercover agent. The federal prosecutor in Caleb Cole's case actually filed an affidavit to obscure the undercover agent's identity, saying that I was threatening him.
Right. And he was able to use
total bullshit. But then later on, some idiot in the court identified him anyway.
Which is funny, but yes, I remember when this was going on, and what they were capitalizing on is that they can say, because of the political environment, any white supremacist, so-called, is some kind of violent threat, and the court will just accept that. Like,
yes, and they did. And so this agent, I mean, if it's not true, why was he so concerned about lying in an affidavit claiming that I'm threatening? I mean,
you're threatening an FBI agent.
If I was threatening an FBI agent, I would be literally in prison.
You'd be in jail.
I wasn't doing that. I was simply asking, you know, for someone to help me identify an individual who I suspect of committing a crime, which is drugging a minor, drugging an underage person. This person that was being drugged allegedly was about 16 or 17 when this agent was giving him magic mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is a crime. He's committing a crime. And yet they went through a lot of effort to obscure what happened there. And, you know, this is a whole big problem in our country right now, is that they're fucking doing shit like this. So I have anecdotes of suspicious stuff going on that makes me think that they're trying to de-radicalize the population through these drugs.